For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them being gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? For if so be he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. For even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. You know, we cannot force someone to come back. But in realizing that, we should also, not by choice, allow ourselves to become unaware of them. You know, it's very possible these tourists were warned not to go to the United States. Maybe someone told them, you know what, you guys aren't even married. You have no business going off together on a vacation somewhere. You're not married. You don't have a business doing this. I don't know. But perhaps they were and they did it anyways. It's possible someone warned them, you know, you don't need to go to Death Valley. It's dangerous, but they did it anyways. You know, we don't know. But there's any number of warnings that may have been ignored. But this one thing I am certain of, even though I don't know personal information from that, but human nature, I can stand here with extreme certainty and almost promise you 100% that from the time they became stuck in Anvil Canyon until they finally perished in the desert, they would have accepted help and advice from anyone. Anyone that appeared on the horizon offering some suggestion, they would have jumped on. We have members that have fallen away for a time and returned, and on that I rejoice. We rejoice that once again they are with us, but many of them have given testimonies that it was not until all seemed hopeless in their life, until they realized what a mess their lives had become, that they were receptive to God, to His advice and His wisdom. And for them to return, there had to be those that left an impression, a mark, to be the light, to be the salt of the earth, that they were aware that would help them and receive them back. And so I caution us that no matter what anyone does, we never write someone off, that we always, to the best of our ability, are somewhat mindful of them and their situation. Perhaps if someone in the family knew that they were going to Death Valley, and after a few days, that they particularly when they didn't get off that flight, hey, last thing we knew, they're going to Death Valley. They're probably having people out there searching, and maybe they would have survived that long. And so we need to be that when there are those, no matter how what situation they're in, they reach that point in life where they need help, but they feel that they're stuck, that we're aware and we can reach out and help them in their return back. We can't force anyone to, and that becomes the problem, that fine line between, you know, well, they don't want my help, but we don't want to write anyone off completely. We always want to make a little effort every once in a while to kind of know what's going on as much as we're allowed to and let them know that they're always welcome back and that we are willing to help them return. I've covered a lot of stuff. I apologize. I know this took a lot of time. It's because I used a long story to make the example. But I'm hoping that story really drives in the seriousness of this walk that we have and some of our decisions and how what seems at the time to be good, sound decisions can lead us down a path to our destruction. But that we need to be mindful of those warning signs that we're willing to turn around. And we have a Heavenly Father that no matter how dire the circumstances, He can pull us back out, but it may take effort and be uncomfortable. And we have a responsibility with our brothers and sisters that are in those struggles to help them to return back, to be looking for them, be watching for those opportunities. I have many other things I could do because of time I'm not going to, but I'm hopeful that this little story, tragic as it is, really draws to heart, you know, the seriousness in our spiritual walk, in the decisions we make, in our relationships one with another, the information that we depend on, that we make our decisions, to know of a surety that it's true, to strengthen one another, not to allow ourselves to get isolated and drawn apart, not allow ourselves to get off on the wrong path, and to quickly be willing to turn around when it's feeling uncomfortable and get back to where we need to be. And I hope this tragic story drives it home, because even more tragic is the fact that if we're on the wrong paths, it can lead to a spiritual death for eternity. But the right path is even probably more joyous than if those individuals had come over that hill and seen a military installation or someone out there and realized that they've been saved. Even more so is our joy when we realize that we can enter into that eternal life with our Heavenly Father and put aside all these cares, concerns, and trials of this life. I appreciate the time you've given me, and I'd like to close here with the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.